Opened You Wide Up by Rainy Days, read by Night Tracer. Fandom, Panic at the Disco. Pairing, Brendan/Spencer. Summary. Implies a plot, which is blatantly false advertising, but you are both idiots. Zach calls back over his shoulder. Live journal is going to explode. Blame the boys for this. They were totally asking for it. 3 seconds after the door to the SUV closes behind them, safely enclosing them inside it, Brendan bursts out laughing. Opened You Wide Up, he manages. Seriously? Spencer is already snickering. So wide, he agrees. Whatever, bitch. I won that round, hands down. Brendan rolls his eyes. Only because if I'd taken it any further after that, that chick would have keeled over. Your problem, Spencer says, unrepentantly. That round is mine, fair and square. You are both idiots, Zach calls back over his shoulder. Live journal is going to explode. Spencer beams at Brendan, who can't help laughing back. Whatever, dude. It's one round. I'm still so far in the lead. You'll never catch me. Whatever. Spencer tosses his shiny, shiny hair. I'm just getting warmed up. It takes a while for the interview to hit. In the meantime, Brendan racks up some points with a few strategic photo poses. Head on Spencer's shoulder, arms linked, coy smile. Spencer grumbles later. But Brendan knows he's secretly impressed. Zach reports that Live Journal does, indeed, explode when the interview finally goes live. And Spencer spends 3 days so smug and pleased with himself that Brendan can't stop laughing every time he looks at him. Pete calls, cracking up, and votes for Spencer to get double points for the round. For sheer balls, he says through his laughter. And Brendan can afford to be magnanimous, so he agrees. I'm still winning, and you all know it, he insists. Brendan gives a radio interview in which, when they ask him the inevitable question about the dream, he twists his own story yet again. Yeah, you know, he says. It was this kind of really vivid dream about just moving to California, you know, and like Spencer and the beach and waves and just kind of... The interviewer laughs, half incredulously, and gives him the perfect opening. Doesn't one of the main lines in the song talk about, oral sex? Brendan lets the pause drag out too long, then laughs nervously. He says, you know how dreams are. He laughs again. Maybe we should talk about something else now. The interviewer seems to be literally struck dumb for a moment, during which Brendan fist pumps the air and mentally awards himself 4 points for the round. They move on to talking about Ryan and John's new sound. But as far as Brendan is concerned, the interview is already over. Spencer rolls his eyes when he hears it, but he's grinning. He promptly retaliates by tweeting lyrics to 14 distinctly sexual songs in a row, then a seemingly unrelated twit pic of Brendan looking rumpled and sleepy, with the caption, "A good day with a good friend." Brendan watches his at replies skyrocket. "Well played, sir," he says to Spencer, "but not well enough." He sends out his own twit pic, a photo he's been storing on his phone for just this sort of occasion. It's Spencer, crazy morning hair everywhere, the cherry sucker in one hand, and swollen, dyed red lips. Brendan's own caption says, "How many licks? Inquiring minds want to know." Spencer scowls when he sees the picture. "Fucker, I didn't even see you take that." Gay married boyfriends becomes a trending topic within half an hour. Brendan wins the round. Over the course of the next month, Spencer scores points for 5 more tweets, one for which actually manages to incorporate both a twit pic of Brendan's ass and a reference to how well some people manage to fill out their girl jeans, all somehow without ever saying anything too direct. A distinct and visible public fondle of Brendan's hip. A double date with Pete and Ashley, during which he somehow manages to get himself photographed pulling Brendan's chair out for him. What the fuck? And a new What We're Up To post on the website, which outlines several of their current projects, praises Brendan to the skies in every line, and at one point makes rather pointed mention of the fact that Brendan wakes up singing in the morning. Brendan retaliates with a public tweet to Spencer asking him what kind of wine he should pick up to go with dinner, a random video of Spencer drumming set to When I See You Smile, which Brendan didn't even make, just finds on YouTube and links with no explanation whatsoever. 2 more photo shoots involving couple poses, one of which is Brendan almost literally in Spencer's lap. In the end, Brendan is still in the lead, but it can't be denied that Spencer is gaining on him. He re-records the outgoing Say Now message, earnestly asking everyone to leave messages for Spencer, showing him how much we all love him, okay? But it's a stopgap measure, and he knows it. He's going to have to up the stakes. He still hasn't thought of anything foolproof a week later, when Spencer unexpectedly goes for the kill shot during a live streaming webcam interview by reaching out to absently and tenderly brush the hair back from Brendan's forehead. He catches himself a moment later and whips his hands into his lap, the very picture of horrified embarrassment. But his eyes are wicked when he glances sideways at Brendan. Brendan doesn't let himself think. He waits until the interview is over and forgets to turn off the camera before turning to Spencer with a smile. Thank God, I thought that would never end, he says. And Spencer's eyes widen with sudden realization in the instant before Brendan sweeps in and kisses him. And shit. It's not like Brendan's never kissed a boy before, okay? He's tried almost everything at least once by now. But like, he's never kissed Spencer. He can't quite remember why the idea seemed like such a joke until now. Spencer's mouth is warm and soft and tastes a little sugary from the bubblegum he was chewing before the interview. And at first, he seems too shocked to move. But then, suddenly, something shifts, and he starts kissing Brendan back. Hesitant, a little tentative, and maybe it's only because of the camera, but fuck, Brendan doesn't want to stop. Someone in the background clears their throat, and Brendan doesn't have to fake the hot wash of colour that spreads over his cheeks. He breaks the kiss, staring helplessly at Spencer, while Spencer manages to stammer out an apology and shut the camera off. And then there is an endless beat of silence. Eventually, Spencer laughs, a rough, nervous sound. Okay, he says. Jesus, you win! Brendan doesn't give a fuck about that. He wants to know what would happen if he kissed Spencer again. Right now, no cameras, no game, no points. Just a kiss. A for real kiss. A what if we weren't faking it kiss. He wonders how freaked out Spencer would get. Brendan? Spencer rakes a slightly shaky hand through his hair. You okay, dude? You're kind of... He doesn't say staring. But that's exactly what Brendan is doing, and he knows it. He should walk away. This is the moment to laugh it off. Accept his win. Walk the fuck away, but he can't do it. He leans in, so slowly this time, because maybe Spencer really will freak out. Maybe he won't want this. And Brendan wants him to have time to push him away, if that's what he wants to do. But Spencer doesn't move. His eyes go wide, and his cheeks turn pink. And Brendan thinks maybe he stops breathing a little. But he doesn't move. This kiss is slower, a little sweeter, a little less tentative, and more curious. Brendan feels weirdly shy when he finally pulls away. Spencer looks a little overwhelmed. He clears his throat. No cameras. Yeah, Brendan agrees, carefully. Yeah, says Spencer, and his eyes fall to Brendan's mouth. And you killed them! Zach's voice suddenly booms from the hallway. I think I just watched 300 fangirls pass out on the internet. It was awesome. Everything okay in here? Spencer stands up abruptly. Yeah, he says. And he sounds almost normal. Yeah, so we finally broke them, huh? Zach's eyes dart back and forth between them for a second. But whatever he might see, he chooses not to comment. Broke their little brains, he agrees slowly. It was hilarious. Awesome, says Spencer. And Brendan's chest feels a little tight and panicky when he notices that Spencer isn't quite looking at him. Want a beer, Bren? Brendan coughs a little. He says. Sure, thanks. Spencer turns and meets his eyes then. And Brendan is startled when he smiles, slow and bright, and maybe a little bit sheepish. Come with me and get your own then, asshole. I'm not your bitch. You know, says Zach, if you two want to be alone or some shit, you can just say so. Brendan chokes, but Spencer just stares for a second and starts laughing in spite of himself. Zach, he says, we want to be alone or some shit. Get lost. Love you too, Zach says flatly, and then he's gone. For the record, says Brendan, before Spencer can get back to where he is. I just want to clear this up because, it's not a game anymore, right? You're kind of lame, Spencer tells him, smiling. But you still want to kiss me, Brendan checks, because he really does kind of need an answer here, okay? Spencer rolls his eyes. Less with every passing minute, he says dryly. Brendan grins, happy and sudden, and leans forward. Good enough for me, he says against Spencer's mouth. Shut up, Spencer says back, and then he's licking into Brendan's mouth and, wow, yeah. Gay Internet Chicken is the best game ever. End. Thanks for listening.